Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Thriving Mosaic. I'm Stephanie Ravenscraft. And today I want to share a bit about what's been on my mind and on my heart regarding full circle moments. And for me, I was reminded of this earlier this month. Yeah, I had the opportunity to see Carrie Underwood live in concert again. I've seen her many times. I would actually probably tell you she is my favorite artist. And that's for many reasons, but I'm not going to go into them today. But I absolutely love her. I've followed her since American Idol, so for quite a long time. But I'm going to start off by telling you the first time that I remember standing in what I call a full circle moment for me. And so for me, my first moment was in September of 2018, when Cliff and I hosted our first Free the Dream conference. Those are the wrong dates. It was in 2019 when we hosted our second Free the Dream conference. And I was doing a talk on limiting beliefs. And I was standing on, I was introduced by Leslie Samuel, and I walk up and I'm standing on stage, and I, you know, people are applauding, which is really weird that, you know, people applaud when you walk on stage. But for me, so I'm standing there and I start looking at the audience and looking at all of the people, and I'm seeing friends and I'm seeing my kids and my husband, and it was a very, very full circle moment for me. In 2005, probably fall, maybe winter, McKenna was still in the car seat that we put in the cart when we went to Walmart. So that's how I know like the general time frame. And I was standing outside of the restroom at Walmart with the baby and our paid for items in the cart while Megan and Matthew went in to the bathroom. And as I'm standing there just waiting for my kids, I have this, I don't know if you want to call it a daydream or a vision or a day nightmare, because at the time it was my greatest fear. But I have this very clear vision of myself standing on a stage giving a talk about my life, about my story. And I mean, at the time, that's all it was. It was me standing on the stage, and I knew that I was talking about my story. Didn't know what part of my story, didn't know what it looked like, didn't know when it was, didn't know where it was, none of those things. But it was just that very quick glimpse of myself being on a stage, sharing my story. And like I said at the time, that was like one of maybe my greatest fear. I couldn't even in my mind comprehend a time that I would ever want to stand in front of people and speak freely about my story. And so I brushed it off. I walked away. I shared it with my best friend Sarah, and I'm pretty sure I shared it with Cliff at the time too. Because I felt like it was a true God thing, because the absurdity of it would not come from myself. That's how I felt in the moment. And so then, I mean, what was that? 14 years later, I'm actually standing on a stage looking out at people that I know, people that I love, people that love me, and I'm sharing a piece of my story. And it was the completion of that vision that I had in 2005. And so that is that's my first absolute full circle moment where I felt like I was absolutely living on the path, or I not living, but yes, living and being on the path that I'm meant to be on. And I took it in. I specifically remember stopping on stage what I was doing, and I explained the story, and I'm like, I'm having a very full circle moment. Like, I really feel like I am seeing with my eyes now what my vision saw 14 years before. And so that was a very exciting time for me, or a very exciting moment for me. Exciting time as well, but an exciting moment. And so flash forward, you know, to earlier this month. Well, what does that make that? Like four years, I guess. And I'm not going to start with my full, I'm not going to start with the moment that I felt it, but I'll get to that. So that was in, it was on March 2nd of 2023. But I'm going to start with the importance of a song by Carrie Underwood, because it all connects, and how this was so instrumental for me in my healing. So as I was talking to Cliff a couple days ago about this podcast and what I wanted to come out of it, we started like piecing together events and dates and things lining up that I had never put together before, and how the timing of everything that was happening in my life in the end of 2011 and the beginning of 2012 really started the ball rolling on some major life changes that Cliff and I began. It started relationships that are still thriving and growing today, and face to face. The relationship started before, but face to face, and that's for Cliff and a friendship of his. But there, these things were happening in 2011 and 2012, and so we just put them together the other day. But I had a major life moment in 2011 that made me start to question my choices, my decisions, and how I allowed other people to have power over me. And in 2012, I've shared this before, I went on a retreat. I went on the Captivating Retreat. Captivating is a book by John and Stacey Eldridge. This book was a big part of my life at the time. I went through it probably three or four times. Once, the first time was obviously learning it and reading it and being a part of it. Then I read it again solo on my own, and I believe I led a group through the book twice. But in February of 2012, I went on this captivating retreat to the mountains in Colorado. I really wish I could remember the name of the city, but I cannot. And this was this was the pinnacle and the beginning of my healing journey. I learned things and I accepted things that I never had up until that point. And it really became a turning point for me. And so that was in February of 2012. In April of 2012, Sarah and I had the opportunity. Sarah is my best friend, for any new listeners who may not know that. Sarah and I had the opportunity to go to, what was it called? Social Media Moms, maybe, is what it was called, but it was held at Disney. We were invited by a listener to Cliff and I's other podcast. Well, she listened to that one, to Authentic Life Radio, I believe. We may have been doing Full Time Mom at the time. We would have had to have been doing Full Time Mom at the time, I think. And so we were invited to this Social Media Moms conference. We were in we were in Orlando on Disney property. We stayed together, obviously, and there were activities and days that we were in parks and stuff. And I had this moment, which I don't actually talk about a lot, but I have this thing where Sarah and I were in line to meet Safari and Mickey and Minnie. We were at Animal Kingdom and we were going to meet Safari, Mickey and Minnie. And standing there in that, now please know that I have been to Walt Disney World so many times in my life prior to that. That was Sarah's first trip, and I am forever grateful that social media moms gave me the opportunity to be the one to go with her for the first time. But so I'm standing in this line with Sarah next to me, and she had her favorite characters that she was excited to meet. But my favorite character is Minnie Mouse. And so I'm standing in line with Sarah next to me, and it's my turn. Or as I'm standing in line, I feel a turning. I feel a changing in my spirit. And as I walk up, and Sarah captured a picture of when I actually go up and am in front of Minnie Mouse. It is not the first time I've met Minnie Mouse. It's not the first time that I've stood in front of that character. But for me, it was the first time that I had given myself permission to let the little girl inside me that I had been protecting my entire life to come out and experience life. And I don't know if that makes sense to anyone, but it makes sense to me. And so I had the beginning of my healing, and I had start questioning my way of life in the end of 2011. I have the beginning of my healing in February of 2012. In April of 2012, I had this moment where I knew in the very center and soul of my being that I no longer needed to be on guard all the time. I no longer needed to stand at attention and protect myself. Now, I had that moment. I met Minnie Mouse. I could post the picture and I could show you, like, you can see the childlike joy on my face. And so that experience continues that year of healing for me. 2012 was my year of healing. And in May of 2012, Carrie Underwood's fourth album was released. The album is titled Blown Away. Of course, the first thing I did was I get the album, I turn it on, I listen to it in whole. And it is the title track, Blown Away, that changed my healing process through 2012. And here's how. So, the song begins with the verse talking about an abused girl. Her mother has passed on. Her daddy is mean. He, if you watch the video, you obviously see that he's a drunk. The lyrics reference whiskey many times. And she was in an abusive home. So the first verse tells her story. You come to the chorus, and the lyric, shatter every window till it's all blown away. Every brick, every board, every slamming door blown away. Till there's nothing left standing, nothing left of yesterday. Every tear-soaked whiskey memory blown away. Blown away, blown away. That chorus washed over me in a way that gave me the power to visualize my trauma blowing away. Now, do I still have those scars? Absolutely. Do I live wrapped in them? No. I have doctored them. I have taken care of them, and I have let them heal over. They have faded in color. They are no longer red and angry. They are pale pink and healed. And so it was this chorus that gave me the power to visualize it literally blowing away. And if you've ever listened to Carrie Underwood, it's not just these words that were written by Chris Tompkins and Josh Keir. It is the power of her voice. It is the sheer, I can't even come up with a word. I let the power of her voice be the wind that blew it away and allowed it to begin and to continue to heal. And so you go into the second verse where the sirens are screaming, there's going to be a tornado, and her dad has passed out on the couch. She locked herself in the cellar. This one line, she locked herself in the cellar, was permission to myself to set boundaries. Now, I can understand that locking myself in a cellar might seem extreme, but it was a good place to start. It was a very good place to start in that I became very conscious of what was occupying my mind, my time, my emotions, and just my general space. And so this she locked herself in the cellar was my permission to set boundaries. And my husband I jokingly said now that if my boundaries are a house, that house is surrounded by a moat. My husband adds piranhas to the moat. I think that might be a bit extreme, but I am very, very protective of my mind, my space, my thoughts, and my emotions. And I am not afraid to say no or to step out of plans or to miss an event so that those boundaries and the things that are important to me can be and stay protected. So so she locked herself in the cellar and she listened to the screaming of the wind. And for me, setting my boundaries and the screaming of the wind were all of the voices who wanted to break my cellar walls. That they were the voices that were trying to bring me back into a way of life that I would have been living before I started setting boundaries. And some people called it taking shelter and some called it sweet revenge. And for me, it was neither. It was not simply taking shelter, and it was not revenge on anybody, but it was allowing myself healing. It was allowing myself the time and the space to heal properly. It was evaluating the relationships in my life and whether they were serving that healing or whether they were hindering that healing. And some of those changed all of them changed as a result of that. And so I got down and there's this part that really gives me chills every time I hear it. There's not enough rain in Oklahoma to wash the sins out of that house. There's not enough wind in Oklahoma to rip the nails out of the past. And there were times where I literally would sit on my floor in tears, changing Oklahoma to Kentucky. Like I changed the lyrics to match where I was and what I needed in that moment. And for me, this wasn't so much about washing away the house of my past or washing it out of the house. But for me, these words were what I needed to become a cycle breaker. These words were what I needed so that I did not pass down the generational traumas that had been passed down to me. I let there be enough rain to wash it out. I let there be enough wind to rip the nails out so that I was not passing the same traumas on to my children and to people around me that were passed on to me. This song, Blown Away by Carrie Underwood, became an empowering part of 2012 for me. And it is these lyrics that really changed how I viewed myself moving forward and my connection to my trauma. And so fast forward to March 2nd of 2023. Now, this song has always been special to me. Always. Every time I hear it, I feel connected to it. But on March 2nd, I stood on, I was on the floor and of what is that? Heritage Bank Arena? I don't know. This arena in Cincinnati changes names so many times. I honestly don't know what it's called right now, but I think it's Heritage Bank. And so I'm standing on the floor. I'm not far from the stage, but there are a lot of tall people in front of me. So can I just take a minute to say that I think that the pit of a concert area should be put by height, not by who got there first. Anyway, short people problems. So I'm not far from the stage, but there are a lot of tall people in front of me. And there is a part where she's back farther on the stage and the stage starts elevating. So she is elevated up and she begins singing Blown Away. And I'm standing there on the floor of that concert like it was all brand new. Like not even brand new, but remembering the power that it gave me to set boundaries and remembering the permission that it gave me or that it let me give myself to heal. And so I'm standing there and I'm like having this very, very, very emotional moment. And I turn around to Cliff and I'm like, but I think I told him I have my first newsletter. Whether this podcast episode becomes a newsletter or not, I don't know. But it was important and it was worth sharing. And so I'm standing there and I am just in awe of the power that we can find in the simplest things. When Carrie Underwood chose this song, did she know that it would change my life in such a profound and impactful way? No. Did she feel the power of the song when she chose it? Yes. But for me, this song rewrote the blueprint of my life. It gave me the permission to make the changes. It gave me the power to move forward with those changes. And it will forever be a very dear song to me. So, sorry, I'm getting a little emotional right now sharing it with you. It is very, very special to me. And so I want to empower people to find their full circle moments. I want to empower people to find their healing that will lead to their full circle moments. It is such a freeing place to live. So I hope you've enjoyed my episode about full circle moments. I've only shared two. There have been many, but these two have been profound, and I remember standing in them completely. And they're powerful reminders of how far I have come and how far I have grown. If you resonate with this, if you resonate with this message. If you desire growth, if you want to experience healing and experience growth, I want to invite you to the Free the Dream workshop. This is an opportunity for you to break free from limiting beliefs and emotional traumas that are holding you back from living the life of your dreams. I know because I have been there. It is designed specifically for men or women who are ready to take their personal and professional lives to the next level. That's my husband's line, not mine. And if you're ready to rediscover your dreams and overcome the obstacles in your way, I encourage you to join Cliff and I at the Life Transformative Workshop Experience, Free the Dream Workshop. And you can head over to freethedreamworkshop.com to learn more and secure your spot today. I would love to see you there, to meet you there, and to be a powerful part of letting you realize that your dreams are within reach and we can help you get the tools to achieve them. I really, really, really want that for everybody that I meet. So if this speaks to you, freethedreamworkshop.com, and I look forward to seeing you there. Until next time, live your life on purpose.